These are meditation instructions given by Master on his first world tour in 1955. Following this, he answers a question asked by Mrs. Gordon Hughes concerning the moral life of the initiate.
So with the inner eye you have to look minutely, penetratingly into the middle of whatever you see. Within that space lies here between the two eyebrows. That is that. If you look minutely into it, you see, constantly, even for a while, for 2 or 3 or 4 minutes, the light will come. You see the light. Now you have to learn to stay on there longer by practice. There's no high road to that, my dear. You have to do it by practice. Of course, the love of the Master will help you. When you sit, just sit in loving devotion, full faith. Even if you do not see the Master with it, he's always with you, just like a blind man. If he told your Master is come, he simply sits. Though he cannot see the Master, but still he's wide awake with hope, something feeling that he's doing something in the presence of the Master. So whenever you sit, first create that ground, I would say, that aura. Sit down with a prayer, with sweet devotion to the Master. And then start your prayer. If you do it only as a gymnastic sake, that will have little or no results. As also, just sit at the door and wait. Don't be plucky. For one thing or the other, it is for the Master to live. Yours is to sit only at the door and wait. For Master used to give an example that if you sit at the door of some rich man, he daily passes through his door and sees you are sitting thereby. One day, 2 days, he may not ask who you are. After, when you don't leave the door, he comes well, they know what you want. If you are sitting at the door, that is the door back behind, you see. That's the door leading to God, you see. If you sit over there, after all, the God has to ask what you want, you see. So sit at the door, you see. Quite cut off from all outer environments. No thought of the body below and all outside. Fully, wholly, solely, wholeheartedly, with all your strength, with all your love, with all your devotion, whole penetrating life, see, look into it, what is devotion, and wait. Results will come of themselves without asking. Master power is over your head, and he will be giving you help unasked for. Ours is to sit. Quite cut off with it. Out of body, out of environment, and the body itself. You be there, are your Master of Godness. If you do that way, you are sure to succeed. There's no reason why you should not succeed. There always lies something wrong with us in doing the practices. And what are the difficulties we have in our practices? We do the old time, but even then, with all that, we do not succeed in having results. There are many reasons for that. There are many obstacles on the way. First of all, we are conscious of the body. You see, we are doing sitting, this and that thing. You have to be just cut off from all consciousness as well. Don't think of the body. You're the indweller of the house. with the inner self, you have to look something before you. That is one thing. The other thing, sometimes we are involved in the breathing going on, breathing process going on in the body. That starts from the navel, goes up to the mouth. You are conscious of that breathing process going on. You are naturally in the body, you cannot transcend the body. As during the day or at night, during any work, breathing process goes on, you are not aware of it, not conscious of it all the time. Similarly, when you sit in your practices, leave it. No thought of the process going on. You read, you write, you think, you write, you invent so many things, and all that breathing is going on, but you are not conscious all the time, isn't it? So while sitting also we should not be conscious. Let it go on. This is second thing, you see. Third, sometimes we do the work that overseer, looking how far we have come up, how far we have withdrawn. In that case also you leave, go down the seat of your soul and body. Our Master used to say, well, while sitting here, do simran. You think of the breathing process in the body, you see. You are down, not there. But be there. Remain there. You are there already. Simply we are in the habit of, or what you say, we are so much identified with the body that we think we are the body itself. That's only. Hello, come on. You follow me? This is the third thing. If you watch the process of withdrawal going on the body, what is the result, I tell you? In withdrawing, one feels very excruciating pains in the body. That is why what we experience is what this Saint Plutarch says on the subject. He says, the experiences this one has at the time of death in withdrawing, the same experience one has when he is initiated into the mysteries of the beyond. New thing. Again I repeat this thing. So only to let you know that I am giving you the old thing. If you watch the process of withdrawal of the spirit from the body, that is, you feel pain. You cannot go on. But if you stick at the seat of the soul, at the back of the eye, with no thought of the breathing process or the withdrawal process going on in the body, you will see in no time, I would say, that you are there in body's vision. Just an air. You take out from the butter. That is no pain whatsoever. Just smoothly goes out. Similar soul is withdrawn. Then there, without any pain in the body. But if you watch the progress of it, how far I have gone up, in that you feel pain, you cannot do the practice. You will be down. You will have no experience. This is the third I am telling you. Still more. Sometimes you do withdraw from the body, you are anxious to have one thing or the other. Clutching. That has not come, this has not come, I could see this and that. Why Master is not coming like that? Your intellect is restless. This should be stopped. Just as I give you one example of my Master, he used to say, when you sit at the door of something, and after you ask, what for you are sitting there, you be there and wait, and you, that has been come out itself, without asking for it. There should be no clutching for one thing or the other, because in that case, your intellect is working. Our bodies should be still, first of all. You see? Our intellect should be still, our mind should be still. Only then the experience of self will come. You see? So this is the fourth or fifth thing, you see? No hurry, no waste, you sit at the door, you are at the door, that's all. Ramadas at one place says, look here, always try to be at the door. This is the door of the master. You see back the eyes leading from the body onward, to which the soul has to leave the body and go ahead into the beyond. Always remain at the door of the body. Even if the master sees me, what you say, turns your hand by four already, even then remain there. That's the only door there for you can go ahead. So if you learn to sit at the door at the back of the eyes, you will have experiences sure and certain. Don't you betray any doubt in my talk. Definitely anything. The belief is that at times we do not follow the instructions accurately. That is why we hold up. When you sit, relax, repose all your hopes present in full devotion and faith, and that is all you get. And then along with it, but not the whole thing, we should do repetition of the charge words given to you. That is safeguard against all deceptions within. To save you from being entangled in these deceptions inside. That's an open system, I would say, the way up that helps you, gives you better soundbar. And that repetition will also be done in an accurate way, I say. There's also something like difficulty with us. Sometimes we go on repeating, doing the repetition word with the mouth, in the gullet, or in the heart. Again you are down, in the body. So you have to repeat the names mentally, or the term of thoughts, you might say. Just as you met somebody some days back, you had a long talk with him. Today you are sitting remembering that man met me, I told him that much, and he told me in reply like that. All these things you repeat in your memory. Your tongue, gullet, or the heart is not involved. Do it mentally, you see. But not quickly, like that. You are keeping your gaze in a gaze fixed. Keep that in a gaze. Continue looking into it minutely and constantly. Don't leave off that. Side by side, if you do mental, I mean repetition mentally, quickly, either that repetition will remain or that, because at one thing you get a think of two things. You follow it? Keep your inner gaze fixed, minutely, constantly, penetratingly into what you see. Look, look. Look more, my dear.
Can I
just wait. Just as you fill the air in it, you see? In the tire, you see? You fill in again and again and again like that. Look minutely, more minutely, still more minutely. Continue that. And with that you have to repeat the names, joy names, very, very slowly. Very, very slowly, I don't mean in this verse, not that. I mean at intervals. You have to get only charging from the words. You are not think of the meanings of the word, mind that. There are also little intellect work, you see. These are the, if you do that way, you will see. You will go up, see for your own selves what is laid down in scriptures. You see the light of God, you see the mark evident, you go ahead day to day. But for that one thing, helping factor is regular practice. This is doing correctly, accurate way, I'm explaining to you. And that constant regularity is required day to day. Let no day pass without devoting time to the spiritual practice. This is the food of the soul, you see. That is the bread of life. Give bread to the soul first and then bread to the body. Make it a point. is the most important. You see? It is pity to say that we have little have no time for this. So you say we have no time. We must find time. Right? Because suppose your end comes today. You get a notice that you are leaving at 12 in the night today. What is it? Are you prepared? There's no notice given. That is fortunately in the case of the initiate, they do get some notice beforehand. But only to those who do something. In all the life he has not done anything at all, the end will come. Now at the very moment of ending, Master might turn up. But not before. So that is why I'm laying stress on this thing. Give time regularly. Let no day pass without giving sufficient time, though I will add. You see? I always enjoy 4 hours a day, 2 in the morning, 2 in the evening, 1 in the evening, and 1 at night. Man putting in that much time will never have any cause for a complaint. If you do it correctly, out of 24 hours. If you cannot put in 4 hours in the beginning, well, all right, start from 2. Go up to that extent, at least. When I came to my master, I asked him how much time I should put in for these teaching practices in 1924. He said, all right, put in 5 to 6 hours a day, at the least, and the more you can put in. After all, we have been what you see. Leave out all past lives. Take the case of this life only, from the birth so far. For years and years to God, we have become quite controversial, going outside, habituated. That has become our nature. So we have to just put in sufficient time for it. We complain, mind does not stand, wanders away. Well, yes, what is the part of the mind? That has been a custom, that has become a habit. At found as it were nature. You have to unravel it by giving time. Anyway, however worst he is in life, I tell you, the most vagabond, I would say, even the decayed, even if he comes and do these practices in a correct, accurate way, and for future life he has to just conduct, change his life for the future, he can reach it, see God. There's no doubt about it. Because that power overhead works, helps Anaswa. To meet a master, you see, it's a great blessing in life, I would say, man can have. To come to a right master, to a competent master, not the so-called master, the world is full of them, you see. So this is the accurate way of the practices which are enjoined on each one of you. If you be regular, and at the same time, something more is to be done to help this time. That is self-introspection. Just examine your life daily, where you fail. And just, that is the other thing, just have an inquiry form prepared on the lines, I suggested, you see. Non-violence. Truth. Chaste life. And love for all. Selfless service. These should be observed in word, deed, and thought. All failures in under these headings should be weeded out one by one. Even if you do not progress on the way I say, no experience of the beyond you have, even then you will have a bliss and peace at heart. You will have transvision developing yourself. You create that ground. But this is the ground on which Son of Divinity rise. So always introspect your life, what you do in the day, the failures you brought under these heads. All what is called all the eightfold path of the Buddha, 12 coordinates of the Christ, you see, and other things laid down by Hindu Shastras, they all come under these five heads, you see. So if we don't imperfect him from day to day, that will help in your progress on the way. So these things taken together, you can progress wonderfully. I see in here. Here too, here there, not all, they are progressing wonderfully. They submit their diaries regularly, and they are progressing nicely. Even they have to send me some of the third plane, even one or two I read the first plane to highest plane, even now, within 3 or 4 years. So there is hope for everybody, I say. And Master says so, Guru Amar Das, he was in search of this truth. He was going around to find out some master, the right way up, and he was searching for it up till the age of 70 years. Ultimately came across the Master Amar Das. What does he say? He says, I was just like you, just working your body and the indriyas. I was just like you as you are now, but now I have got some higher place in the grace of my Master. Master, do not say that I come down from heaven straight up to give you this advice. I say, simply, for the reason, they say, we are men first. Man is the teacher of man. A crow, you see, cause, what does it? He gather together all the crows. Monkeys chatter, and they gather together all the, in their language, all the monkeys. So man, when he talks to man, he should gather out all the life, you see. Man is the teacher of man. You learn, start as a man, and develop, and you will see that you are something else. Unless you see these things with your own eyes, you cannot be convinced. If one or the other man has not that experience, I tell you, there is something wrong in doing it. I think the main points I have explained, just keep in your memory, and if you do correctly, of course, give regular time like that. A day after you leave, a day after without it, it will take another 7 days to bring you up to the level you are left of, you see. In the beginning, you see, when you develop, when a man becomes an actor, you see, he, while eating, while sleeping, while going here, there, he acts in his own way. When you are fully developed, you are, in all phases of life, you remain there. A Kabir at one place says, look here, while I'm standing or talking or eating or going or lying, I am in the same place. How to think do not, you see? Just divide me off that place. While talking I'm also there, while sleeping I'm there, while doing all these things, then I'm engaging that thing. So that is it. Stay to be developed in time. Rome was not built in a day. A wrestler, you see, does not become a wrestler in one day. You have to do practices. Of course, time factor is necessary for all these things. So I think you do. Accordingly, you will have no cause for complaint. Regular submission of diaries. I think may not be monthly, maybe after 2 months. Maybe after 3 months, but keep regular day-to-day diary. That will give you 2 things, you see. One thing, if you are at fault, any difficulty arises in the way of your meditation, that should be referred to me at once. Or you can get some guidance here with the representatives over here, just for the on the spot that is nearer to you, you can solve that thing. If not, you refer to me. One thing, that any difficulty which arises in the way of meditation, that will be solved as you move then and there. The other thing, that you will be knowing, you will not relax. you will not become slack in your doing the practices, because you know you have to submit to that day to day. So I just told that, and I asked him, just do it and show me, and both of you, just let each one of you keep it. That will be impetus, you see. I have seen that each one who are following this thing, they are having it. And why not in the case of each one of you? There is something wrong somewhere. That's all. They have not followed it exactly. I think this is all in connection in a brief. You follow this thing, that is what we put there. Go on. Even at the time of initiation, some things are given. You see, we are not very attentive to follow them. This is about the simple part, first practice, what I have told you. About the other practice, there are difficulties at times. Sometimes we do get hear the sound. Sometimes that dies out. Sometimes it comes from the left. You see? So we do not know how to do it correctly. At the time of initiation, these things are explained very fully. I mean fully. But if you are fully attentive to only, then you grasp it correctly, and there will be no cause for going into error. For hearing the sound, you see, you have to sit in that particular posture prescribed. That is the best posture for two things, for hearing the sound current as well as for withdrawal of the spirit current from the body. Soul current will also be withdrawn from the body. Sit in that way. Try to sit in that pose as much as possible, first of all. When you are tired, you can sit no longer. By regular practice, you will be able to sit for longer periods, but in the beginning, you are not accustomed to it. In that case, sit as much as you can in that pose. Then, adopt the other pose. I showed to you, but I think the recommendation I showed to you at the time of initiation. Just keep your elbows on the chair, for instance, sit that way, if you like. Sit before a cart, sit before a chair, sit before some table, put your elbows there on, close your ears like that. Closing ears means only shutting off the sound from outside, nothing else. That not so much, I will say, with pressure that your eyes begin to ache or your fingers begin to ache. That's it. Simply so much that outer sound is shut out. That's all. And then you see, you have the seat of the soul that, yeah, just living between the two eyes, remain there. You are not to do no repetition of the 5 minutes, mind that. Simply you are there, you have to hear whether any sound is coming from inside. If at all any sound comes from the left side, you are not to pay any attention to it. These are negative sounds, you go down into somewhere else. So you fall in lust, you fall in anger. Lower impulses will come. They are the right sound and they are the wrong sound within, you see. They are the sound of the Satan inside. Coming from the right. You follow the sound which comes from the right side, you see. But don't follow to the place from where it comes, like that. Stick to your place here at the top of the eye and hear the sound coming from the right. You follow the sound to that place from where it comes, what it is done. That sound will become faint and faint and fainter until it dies out. You lose the sound. You stick to your place here and only have the sound coming from the right, that sound will come nearer, grow stronger, and ultimately come from the left. This is right meditation. When the sound grows stronger, you see, that will have attraction, you see, drag you up. Don't be afraid of. Sound of the thunder is sometimes very strong, that you become afraid, I am going to die. Don't be afraid of that. That will take you just into the feet of the Vasudeva. we have to leave the love of the body. We have to leave the body someday. You see, that you have attraction, you see, drag you up. Don't be afraid of. Somebody tender is sometimes very strong, that you become afraid, I am going to die. Don't be afraid of that. That will take you just into the feet of the master. You have to leave the love of the body, you see. You have to leave the body someday. If you some higher power attacks you, so why don't you go up? So these are the difficulty we have in our meditation. I think I just try to be this brief. You follow these that you have no cause for complaint. The point remains still that you must be regular in this life pure. Master's power, when he initiates, that always remains with you, working all the time for your good. Watching many things God remains, without knowing yourself. You are not conscious of that power with all that is happening. So that is all about the how to meditate correctly, accurately. Anything you have to say?
Master, two or three people asked me this afternoon.
Yes?
If I would ask you to explain to them the moral conduct of an initiate.
Yes?
You've gone into that from time to time, but they would like to have a further explanation of it.
I just know that you have to keep it. Diary of for yourself introspection of all failures you commit, you have under several heads I have said, but don't think evil of yourself. Not violence, not in thought even. What to speak of in words, angry words. You see? Angry words, you see, first, you are not to think evil. Any harm in others. If you think that poison affects your body, even by thought, and by words you use very strong words, very harsh words, not polite, not sweet words. But sweet words don't cost anything. Do they cost anything? But I tell you, the harm done by strong words, harsh words, is never, I think, the effect of that can never be wiped away. And all things happening in our homes, in our societies, in our all affairs, is the result of those harsh words. In India, there is a great war between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. The cause of that was only some harsh words uttered by Draupadi. The sons of the Kauravas dynasty is just going to see Draupadi, one of the Pandavas' wives. So just the building in which she was living, there is a flow just from a distance appeared like water. It reflected like water. The poor fellows coming over there, they saw it is under the just torches, they dragged the torches up. And you see this. Their father was blind man from birth, Koro. She simply said, look here, after you are born, now the son of a blind man. That was only a few words. And that was the cause of a big Mahabharata, big war. From there it is stated, the troops from America also went there to fight. It's stated over there, from the Netherlands, that is America, the other side of the world. They went over there, 17 days of all civilization in India was gone. That began with one word of the Hopi. Sing that our whole world is gone. This is the only thing. He says, oh yes, if you cut it with a sword something, that, you see, wound will be healed in, say, a week, 2 weeks. But the wound struck by your tongue will not heal even fast. How he told you, I cannot forget that. It is a failure, you see. Just speak sweet words. Always polite. There are ways and ways to express things. You cannot, all I do this, you must do this. Cannot be otherwise. Why don't you come on? This and that thing. You can say, all right, dear friend, we have to cope with this work, and we all of us have to do. Let us go away. There's no other body to do it. We are all at the same cause before us. The same very sweet words will just bring any man with you to help you cooperate with you. So sweet words don't cost anything. Also, just telling bad names on the back of it, you think? You say, so such man is like him, such and that, such man is doing this thing, such man. These things also affect your heart. With these things, how can you go on correctly with your meditation? You cannot. Guard your tongues. You see? With you speak. One angry word, you see, can create a war in each household, that's it. You put in some sweet words, there's consolation, there's peace, there's harmony, just cooperation. And indeed, if you just strike somebody, it is still worse. So you have to guard, you see, the failures under non-violence. Today you have done how much of the having failure. What you have done today, guard against that tomorrow. And read out from day to day. Second thing will come truth, always adhere to truth. If falsehood, acting, posing, you see, hypocrisy, stealing others' rights, rather knowingly, above board or under board, these have to be avoided. Chaste life, not to have lusty thought even in thought. If you think of something from head to down to the bottom, you feel that way. Your body is poisoned. Sometimes people say, well, we don't do anything, simply enjoy by saying certain things. When the other side lies in him, that poison goes into the body, is it not? But actual permission, you have to just come up to the standard as prescribed by your sacrament. Marriage is a sacrament. Not a life, a sensuous life, to lead sensuous life. Not the idea of a married man, my bad. One duty is there too, for procreation, for children. It's only to be used for the purpose of creating, focus. This is word, deed, and thought. In the world is imminent in every form, resides in all hearts. You must have love for all. Hate it for none. Sometimes you think we are speeder. We are in positions to drag on the side. You see, higher officer can say, these are my smart, all right, sit down. Why you do this and that? Even our president considers in a society, my order must be obeyed. Secretary says, oh, why? I am the senior man. I must have this and that. Each man in his own position, you see, asserts. And the result is aversion, hatred. You have no love for others. You have love for others, your position won't mind. You treat others with equal love. I tell you, my position is higher, you see. They are fixing career. I thought all were equal. Some is sitting in the chair. The officer on the officer's table, the other is just like being like he's working. said, what difference is there? God are equally endowed with the same things as you are endowed. Simply the position in life comes according to reaction of the past karma, unfortunate friends working over there. If you treat them, you see, just as equal, they are after all friends. If you use kind words that affect them more than even by giving your orders, they will do obey at times, but at heart of heart, you cannot, you see, affect their heart. I think the other day I mentioned one case, a piece came to my, I was in administration charge, you see, on coordination work. That's a very hard job, you know. I had 35 officers to work with me, and I had to just give orders to be carried out one by all, you see. So one PM came to me today. I was to retire from service day after tomorrow. He was 2 days with me. Third day, and he was to be off the duty. Control order, all men can leave off work and just see off, you see. That PM, I saw that PM, he was in tears, crying like I did. I told him, my dear friend, Dennis might have seen something of me. What have you seen of me today? He says, I know you are considered young men. You treat us like men. Equality, you see, is the law of nature. If you just start from equal, you'll be respected. Any command given by you, any order given by you, will be done with the heart and soul. When I was in office, I had about 700 establishments under me working with 35 officers. I had to do the administration coordination. The outer of all the offices was plainly good. All your notes coming from government for one reason or the other, so many proposals from government office go along, you see. When I left office, 3 officers were placed in my job. 3 officers to carry out the job I was doing single handed. And of course, with cooperation of everybody, you see. I used to mark anything to somebody, whether that work belonged to him or not, he used to go to the other section, do it and submit himself. And say, well, when this has to be done, I will leave the office and they will do you until after midnight. They will complete it, yes. That was so much cooperation I had, you see. Even from the Mohammedans over there, there were 2 very bad days, those days, pushing days, just before the, I mean, this Pakistan affair took place, but they would not refuse. When they came away, I only pending retirement, I went to Secretary of Office at Delhi. There was one finance minister, I mean, and financial advisor over there. He was my friend. I went to see him. At the very moment I appeared to him, he said, well, look young, what has happened to the office? He never knew that I was on leave for the last 3 months. What has happened to office? Why? Well, hey, now, all your notes, unofficial sentence, that not one of them has returned so far in the last 3 months. Before they used to come back in a week or so. With the best proposals over there, suggestions over there. The outturn has gone down to 1/4. As 3 months before, what does it become come around to the office? I told her at the end that I am away on leave. I don't know, I am sending retirement. So that was due to the cooperation, you see, to the sweet temperament and the loving treatment with the establishment. They told me, look here, when you go away, do you think I will give them work or not work for them? And they did so. So sweet words don't cost anything, even if you are in superiority. Establish, say, by some reason or the other, you are in a high position, you got under your establishment. Well, love them, they are men after all. Treat them as men. They are failures. I used to do what, you see? In my office, sections declare certain class quite unfit for work, which they should be discharged. Because I was a new teacher, I used to receive them in my, keep them in my own section for 2 or 3 months. First I would see what they do. 2, 3, 4 days for a week I'd watch them, what they were doing. So they were simply sneaking away not to do the work habits there. Then someday I would just ask them, well, look at their friend in the evening, all alone. Look at their friend, are you then prepared for the job you're working with? Yes. Well, because you don't work, how people like you here? Here you can take no mercy on yourself. Why not take mercy on the children? What? I appeal to his friend. So he was a bit changing. In 2 or 3 months he was up to the mark. Again, when those people wanted some class to help them, I posted them there. They said, oh, we won't have this class. I would tell them, well, he is now a changed class C. You see? So by kind words, sweet words, don't call them. You can have full cooperation for all men whom you treat as sweetly. After all, equal men. Suppose you are interested in charge of something, a tip man. So he wants his cooperation, he should work equally. No doubt, I am giving you some responsibility to carry on some work. You see, that does not give you any control, physical control over the bodies. Others, you are equal workers. You have been selected. You are fortunate. Let others also think you are fortunate. For the sake of administration to carry on work in a very effective way, we have to give some duty to somebody. The duty of the others lies in just doing in the as best a way as possible what he thinks best, what he gives orders. But at times, sometimes we may have lost difference of feeling. You see? In that case, we are not to, what you say, crow over others. No, I will not do this, I will not do that. You simply think of calmly over the matter, what is what. Suppose, one man is there, he has to do certain job, and he does not receive cooperation from others, naturally he would be a little upset. He would say, oh, my goodness, you have to be, these people don't say, all right, you come on. But there are ways and ways even to express those things, I say, you see. Because it is a common cause between us, you see. This is our household affair. If we are fighting one against the other, that is a bad example to others. For both, they see you fighting over there, you see. That will be a bad example for them. They do not know what is the cause. You may be right, you may be wrong. But the best way out, just like for both, the man who is in charge of the show, he has to see that something is done. Suppose one of you do not agree to that out of the, say, 10, 12, 50 men. So one or two or 10 men do not agree, that does not mean that they should be raw. They should give in to the majority, opinion of the majority. And if they should not assert Rokikapro in absence or in front, that I do not agree, we must submit. I quoted you one instance from the late Prime Minister, I mean, of England when he came to America. He said, all right, my government has done correctly. So my point is like that, not to support anything wrong, no doubt, but still if there's any difference of opinion, we should not assert and stand up. Go against, talk in the absence, you see? That gives harm to the cause of the work which you are, which is before you. The man ordering, who is in charge, he should also be sweet and loving in his expressions. And those others who do not agree with this something, and there is, I think, I tell you, you can refer to me where you are not at work. You cannot come to any conclusion. There is no question of aggravating each other's feelings, but simply to refer that case to me, okay? It continues as sweet as ever. Such like things do happen, you see, in office, in every phase of life. I'll see. But this is the best way to meet with it that way, I'm just now suggesting, you see. You simply give in. All right, this is a matter I think we are not all agree, and I put that here too. Such and such. I think here they're starting one to get big part of this charting business, I tell you. Somewhere is for this, the others are against it. Both of them were sincere in their efforts. I don't reflect on them. Each one wanted something to be done so that that will be helping in the long run to our work. Both were sincere, but there is difference of opinion. Some sided with one man, the other sided with the other. They were around, though not openly, yet at times also openly, and at times going on rumbling under the ground.
What is the best thing?
I just here, have the patience here. So, that case was referred to me. I asked for opinion of everybody who were concerned as we could take it. I had all together. I thought of it. Well, I told him, all right, when I come, this will be decided. As we had a talk, I think everybody was satisfied. The same purpose was served by both of them. Those who were for it, their purpose was also served, and those who were not for it, their way was also served. That is to have branches over here, that's the way they had over there. So my point is, ways and ways. There may be difference of opinion. For that difference of opinion, we should not agree with each other. If we are fighting like anything, we don't understand what is this. This is a bad example for others. You may say you got some of the highest things before you, and the other people will see otherwise, you are behaving other way. I am speaking, each one of you mind that. I don't mean any one man or the representative or the other, for all of you, individually. If one man has, for instance, we cannot wipe out hatred by hatred, my brother. We have to wipe out hatred by love. If one man has erred, all right, the other should not err. That can be sharpened up. In a coping, one common God, what there you are, say, 50, 100 people over here. It's not a nation of thousands of people. Human for one common cause. Disinterest is God, I will say, you have not got any personal interest in it except one common cause for which each one of us has to work. You see? With full devotion now. We should look to the name of the cause you are taking up. Inspired in it. Which you cannot retrieve in, excuse me, in years, but you spiral in moments. Just follow the two imposed of the spirit I'm talking, you see. I'm not blaming anybody. But I'm also not supporting anybody who fails in that spirit. I love for all of you. The slight difference may be here. There is for that reason we should not agree with our feelings. We have to cooperate for both God. For instance, I am coming here. Do you see? I will tell today. What was the main cause I did not turn up last year? Underlying, I had something before me. Place just to place. Before me, as I am not coming this year, I was after the ground should be more prepared. The ground was not prepared at the time, as it is a bit better now, but still with some rumbling at it underneath. So I wish to wash out that. I explained in detail to Dona and Khanna, you see, I have respect for them, and you should also have respect for them. That is in charge. You are placed in their place. Naturally, you will have to watch the smooth going of the whole thing. It is duty, part of duty. If you don't receive any cooperation from anybody, naturally you see the things are going wrong. He may be at times upset. Though as a rule, should not be upset, but without that imperfections are there in each and every, everybody is not perfect. Still may have here and there. For one common cause, for the helping that thing to go smoothly, for that it may be, if you do receive equal cooperation without any, there's no need for any hospitals, no strong words. Suppose if anybody else is put in that job, if they don't receive full cooperation, then the difficulty is not. That the same difficulty will confront you also, and therein. So my words, you see, my that sweet words, full of humility, devotion and love, for one common cause, there's no superiority. Of course, superiority in that respect, because they are given certain job to do, to watch it, it goes on smoothly and effectively. For that thing, if at all anything is suggested, let us do, submit for the movement, and if we do not agree, in that case, we might submit. In that respect, we do not. We should not fight. No harsh words to be exchanged. Submit and the matter can be referred to. In the meantime, there should be no aggression. This much, I still feel there was something like that. I hope this will wipe away, wash away. What is past, that cannot be unmanaged now, for the future. If you go by like that, I think everything will be smooth and all right. This is one respect of the position I am telling you, see? Love for all. Because this has, we had some little difficulty over here, and we had no time to talk between ourselves. I had this opportunity to talk to you. I am giving you detail, more explicitly on the subject, so there may be left no misunderstanding. What is past. We are brothers as ever. We should love for that and that. Always use sweet words. We have to do something, or if brothers come in, we have to do this, cooperate. Everybody, any statement would cooperate. This is one thing, sometimes we think we know too much on account of our, what you say, intellectual attainments. I am man of degrees, he knows little. These things also sometimes become the cause of aggravation. Similarly, look, a man is reading the primary. That's right. One man is reading college. If a college man, student, expects a man reading the primary to talk up to the level of which he has read it, and he ever expected, he should have pity, love for the man. He was sometimes like that. And that when he is given full, proper help and guidance, he can also come up to that. So even if you are speeding in your intellectual attainment, even then you love him. With all the shortcomings. And ultimately, on account of wealth, you may be in possession of much wealth. You are a very rich man, the other is poor. For that reason also, he is the man. Again, I will say he is man. He is God's soul, equally privileged man, I will say. We should have love for all. Any failures under that respect should be. I remember in the beginning, once in my official career, I just addressed some peon. Oh, that was a bit not very harsh word, but still something not very equal. That stuck my heart. I put it in writing on my table. Use not such like me. You see? Then selfless service comes. You see? for selfish service, you do, we have to sacrifice something, both physically and also by will. Physically, you have to give time. There is a common cause for working. All should cooperate well, all. Let me have my share, I will help. Willing, it should come from. Don't leave the burden on one man or two. You see? If the same work is done by one or two, when the same work is shared by, say, 10, 20 men, quite easy it becomes. So selfless service physically also helps a good deal. With that, your mind is pure, purified. Somebody is sick, you have to attend, go and attend. You need some help for the problem, so go together, all of you. The same work we've done in no time. I tell you, when we started building of the ashram at Delhi, which I'm going to do here, I tell you, there we raised about 30 rooms.